So I was interested in persuading governments. Some politicians, others were more interested in going and getting arrested. Although I did get arrested on one occasion, which was very exciting. And it was at the beginning when the police did not know what to do with us. So I was sitting in the middle of Westminster Bridge with about 100 other disabled people. And the police didn't know whether to pass us on the head or arrest us. In the end, they sort of arrested us, took us down to the local police station, which of course was totally inaccessible. So then they took us across the road to a Holiday Inn, where they then brought us all cups of tea. And we all insisted that, you know, we wanted our rights read in sign language, that we wanted it to be in Braille, that we wanted to go to the toilets. And in the end, they just told us to sod off. Later on, in our later years, they began to take the kid gloves off because they realised, actually, that we were very understanding of what we were doing, that we were absolutely had a right to be doing what we did. So they had to use the same kind of tactics that they use with other civil rights disruptions. But in the early years when I was there, it was far more fun because I just didn't know what to do.